Welcome back, everyone, and Happy New Year's Eve!
Happy New Year's. Welcome back to the A Little About A Lot podcast. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Becky.
And we are also known as the Sorry Girls. It's weird to just not say that, but our YouTube personality is called the Sorry Girls. Totally. Our company, whatever you want to call it.
Make sure you are following and rating all of these episodes. If you're enjoying them, you can give us a review because we would love that.
Yeah, that means a lot to us. And it keeps this little podcast train going. Choo-choo.
It's crazy to think that we're going to be saying and writing 2019.
Yeah, it's not like when we're in school. Remember in school, you had to like write at the top of the page. Mm-hmm, and then just like it would be literally the last day of the school year. And then you'd be like, oh, I know the date now.
So thinking about, since it is almost the new year, what happened last year? I was trying to think about this the other day, about what I did last year.
And you mean like 2018?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got so excited because I was like, oh, I've done so much this year. Like, I got married and I got a dog and I moved homes. And then I realized that literally all of those things were from 2017. And then I had this like, holy cow moment of what did I even do in 2018?
That does feel like that was all this year though.
I know. It feels so recent. And then it makes me wonder, like, why is time going by so quickly now? Is it just because we're getting older and new experiences happen less often?
I don't think it's the new experiences happen less often. I had it once described to me that when you're a kid, you're, like, waiting for things to happen. So it's like, you're like, oh, I want, like, summer to come so I can go to my summer camp. Or, like, you're always, like looking forward for things to happen. Or, like, you want to graduate school or whatever you want to do. You're looking forward to things. But then as you get older, I mean, we're still looking forward to things, but we're also like, we're in our career now.
Does that make time go slower or faster though? I feel like being really excited for something would make it feel faster, but I guess it makes...
No, if you're like waiting for something, I think it feels like forever. If you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to this thing tonight. Or even when it's lunchtime, baby. You're like, I really want my lunch. It just like that will feel like forever. Your morning will feel forever.
I guess, yeah, that's true. So all the things I was kind of stressed about or planning about, they all happened. And now this year it's been a state of just like, I want to describe this year as like a deep sigh. Like in a good way,
in a
though.
Good sigh?
Like,
okay.
Like a relaxed sigh. Like I'm settled now and I just get to appreciate the days as they happen. Instead of, you know, planning for all these big changes and experiencing them all, it's like, okay, now I'm in the routine. I'm in this new house with this new life, and it's just like getting into the routine of that. And that's kind of been the day-to-day, which I guess is exciting in its own way, but it's less, you know, dramatic.
Yeah.
Less memorable.
I love a good routine, though.
Me too.
I was also thinking the same thing. I mean, we've done a lot of exciting things this year, both together and separately, and we can discuss that. But also, just overall this year, I feel like I'm just like, I want another one of these years. This is a great year.
Do you have any memorable personal moments that stand out for you this year? That you want to talk about?
Dot, dot, dot. I feel like I'm going to forget things because, like, a year, because they do kind of, like, blend together. That's the other thing. I will tell you my exciting moments, Becky. But also, it's just, like, who decided that there was, like, this date and this is where everything has to start all over again? And we categorize all these chapters by like 365 days a year. No, I categorize my chapters as like when I want to categorize them. I end that chapter when I want to end it.
I'm sure this is all one quick Google search away, but where the American calendar came from.
Yeah, well, I don't subscribe to that. Unsubscribe.
When does Kelsey's New Year start?
Yeah, I haven't... I'll decide that.
I'm still waiting on my Kelsey's New Year's party invite, by the way.
Wait, I'm getting... Oh, where? Do you want to come to Bali?
Oh, well, that too. But you were like, I'm doing my own calendar. I have my own New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're just going to get, like, an invite from me in, like, you know...
In, like, June.
June. I'll be like, Kelsey's New Year. No, but that's the whole point is, like, I feel like it's this ever... I mean, everybody knows this, too. I'm sure nobody's like, yes, I'm, like, throwing this all away, and then it's going to be a new 2019. I mean, it's a nice way to think of if you need that, like, mind and body refresh and re-energize. But, like, life don't work like that.
That's true. We'll get into talking about resolutions later, but a lot of people, it bothers me when people are like, well, I'm going to wait till the new year to start doing this, or I'm not going to change this until it's a fresh new year. And it's like, you don't need reasons like that to make a better change in your life. You can literally do that whenever, and you should.
I think if you have those reasons, then no offense, but you're probably not going to be as successful at whatever you're trying to work on or do.
It's like you're looking for a reason to postpone it, you know? It's like people that maybe might be on a diet and think if they mess up, oh, well, I'll start on Monday. It's like you don't really want to make that change.
That's actually, now that we're saying this, I feel like I used to think like that. I totally used to be like, ooh, I'll start working out this day. And guess what? I failed at that mentality until it was just like, no, this is the person I want to be. And I'm excited to start this. Mm-hmm. And try this.
Totally. So I guess going back to what actually happened this year. What
did happen? Okay. I remember starting off the year, I went to Las Vegas with my family, which was really fun. There's a lot of, like, travel, which I'm excited by. Mm-hmm. And we went to Tanzania.
Yeah, that was the coolest. We went with the One Campaign, and we went out to Tanzania to learn about the movement they were doing in the women's rights issue. And it was a really cool trip.
Yeah, and learning, like, everything that Canada and kind of, like, Canadian tax dollars and foreign aid mm-hmm. is doing to help or empower those on the ground there in Tanzania. Yeah, that was really cool. And that was something I didn't know I needed to, like, do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was so amazing. And also at the end of the trip, we got to go on a safari, which everybody should just add to their bucket list right now. Because It was the coolest thing to see elephants and, like, lions and birds. And they're all interacting with each other versus, like, at a zoo. They're just like, I'm sad.
And they're very separated at the zoo.
Yeah, but, like, that was the weirdest thing for me is, like, you've seen elephants before. Like, yeah, I've seen them, like, on TV. I've seen them at the zoo. I've seen them wherever. But, like, to see them, like, literally walking with monkeys beside them and, like, birds flying above them, I was just like, this is insane. And they were doing whatever they wanted. And we literally were in our Ferrari.
Oh, I wish.
By Ferrari, I meant safari vehicle. And we saw the elephants in the distance. And it was like, there's probably like 30 of them. And we followed them. Like, we waited there because they were going to eventually cross the road because they were walking on like an angle. And it was like half an hour that we just like waited there for the elephants to come. It was so beautiful.
Had a total Lion King moment, and that was one of my favorite movies growing up, so it was wild to see it. It was literally wild.
Yes, and, like, again, I had never even, like, thought that I wanted to do that, and after that I was like, we all need to add this to our bucket list.
Mm-hmm. And then another trip we did together is later on in the year we went up to Algonquin for our OBC trip, which was really cool with Outward Bound. And we got to spend a whole week kind of in the wild, a different type of wild, the Northern Canadian wild, without any electronics or cell reception or any of that, just camping and portaging and learning to survive, essentially, which was so cool.
Yeah, that's another thing we should all add to our bucket list. No, those were two really, really cool experiences that we didn't seek out, which mm-hmm. I think makes it more kind of, like, interesting and, like, you know.
Yeah, I had no idea what to expect pretty much with either trip.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Probably. But yeah, you can, like, really learn, like, a lot about yourself on trips like that, like taking yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and I'm just realizing that both of those trips made me appreciate Canada a lot in multiple ways. So the Tanzania trip, you know, made me really appreciate all the work that we do with foreign aid. I think it's really cool that us as a country support that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And also it makes you appreciate where you're from, that we do have slightly more opportunities here, which is really cool. It makes you really grateful for the country that you're able to live in. Mm-hmm. And then being up in Algonquin, obviously just seeing the wild, the beautiful Canadian nature really makes you appreciate the gorgeous country that we do live in.
If you guys didn't know, we're hot for Canada.
We are. But sometimes being down in the city, like Toronto as a city, it's very unlike Northern Canada. So you kind of forget sometimes that this is the actual country we live in and how beautiful it can be.
Yeah. Toronto's beautiful in its own way, but it's not like...
It's not wild.
The culture is beautiful, I think.
Definitely.
The sights, they could, yeah, maybe drive a little bit north for that.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot of requests for this. If you guys want to have an episode where we talk more about Canada as a whole, tweet us your questions using the hashtag ALAAL podcast. And we might do that later on.
We'll talk to you on the twits.
On the twits. This year, another big thing for us is we hit 100,000 on our vlog channel.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but we love our vlog channel.
We have so much fun there. Everyone in the comments is so positive and nice, which is a rare thing these days, might I say.
Yeah, and we want to keep it that way. So no haters, please. Haters,
back off.
Oh, wow. We're on the same wavelength today. But also a huge shout out to Justin, our editor, our in-house editor, who works on a lot of our videos, but I think the vlogs are a little bit his baby.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this podcast kind of without knowing who we are, what we look like, perhaps, definitely check out the vlog channel, because you get a really good insight on us and our personal lives, aside from the professional put-together main channel.
But also, you don't see everything on the vlog channel, which I just need to say, because in 2018, I think we got more hate on our channel than we've ever gotten before. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hate and speaking of all of this, like, people thinking they know you because we put out so much. It's like, whoa. That doesn't, like, give you the right to comment on my life in this way, which is really hard because we do invite people in.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a privilege in a way that you get to see this part of us. And I don't know, it's kind of, I don't know, rude, is that the right word? To then take that back and be really hurtful in the comments about the things we do let you access.
Yeah. In the comments there is, like, and by comments I think I'm mostly talking about YouTube. Like the YouTube comments on the main channel specifically. They'll be like just like hate for no reason. And then even sometimes there's constructive criticism, but like there's like a certain level where it's like maybe we don't need to criticize everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I saw my friend and I didn't like her outfit, I wouldn't be like, hey, nice to see you, but also let me tell you all the things that I would change about your outfit. Here's just some constructive criticism. It's like, no. Just like maybe like sit down.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But also I will take your constructive criticism because I think it helps us better ourselves, but only yes. In small doses. Anyways, that was a sidetrack. But that's talking about, I guess, one of the negative things we had to deal with this year a little bit.
Yeah. But like I was saying, the vlog channel has been really positive, and it's been really cool to see people get to know us a little bit better, which has been really fun. And it's been fun to, it's like, I like it myself, too, because I get to share moments of my life that in a couple years I can look back on and know what I was doing at this time or re-experience that moment kind of with myself again.
Oh, my God, totally. There's, like, times where I go back and watch our vlogs, and it's just, it's so awesome to have this little diary.
The memes.
Do you ever think about if you have children, what they'll...
I think it's the coolest thing. If I could watch videos of my parents at this age, like, that would be awesome.
I think so. Unless there's, like, so much of it, they're like, ugh, you're annoying, like...
Well, then don't watch it, children.
Future
children. Future children.
Yeah. Have you seen that meme where it's, like it's like, grandpa... in 19 and grandpa in 2019, and it's like grandpa in 1919 is like this black and white photo of like, you know, a man going off to war, and then like grandpa 2019 is like this like kid taking a selfie.
Wait,
do you see what I'm saying?
How is he a grandfather though?
Well, he's not yet. He will be though. Like, he could be though.
Oh, okay.
Like looking back on an old photo of your grandpa, it's like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
Sorry. The grandpa as a young person.
Yes.
Wow, I butchered that. I'm sorry.
But, I'm with you now.
But isn't that funny if you could just picture it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Another awesome thing that we can add to the Sawyer Girls checklist from last year is winning a Shorty Award. So a Shorty Award is kind of, it's an award for a bunch of web categories that you can win in. And we won for the house and home category on YouTube, which is so cool. Like, especially that category. Like, if we had one for, like, not like this is even going to happen, but, like, YouTuber of the Year or something. Like, that's cool. But to be specifically recognized in the thing that made us so passionate and where we got to or where we started from is, like, the coolest, I think.
It is cool. And I like the trophy. It's nice.
Yeah. And it was, that was, like, legitimately so unexpected, too. Like, well, A, we were stoked to be even nominated. That was so cool. And then B, we got the chance to actually go to the award ceremony, which is doubly cool. And then on top of that, we ended up winning. And on top of that, the award was presented to us by Kate and Joey, Mr. Kate, who we love and we kind of look to a little bit as mentors, but like we love them so much and they won last year. So that was like four cool things on top of each other.
Do you think we'll get to present the award next year?
I don't know. That would be the cool. That would be like adding point number six onto this story of how cool that story was. I would love that.
Well, let's just manifest that.
Shorty Awards, I'm looking at you. I'd like to present the House and Home Award this year. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. what else? What else happened this year? I'm literally pulling up my Instagram because I feel like that's where, if anything big happened, there's a photo of it.
This year I went to therapy.
Oh, yeah. And how was that the first year you went?
I think so, yeah.
That's cool. And how's that?
I think I started at the end of last year, maybe. The very end of last year. And then I stopped going in the summer. But I think you should keep that up. It's not, like, something that you really, like, need to, like, start and stop. It's kind of like, you know, you go every once in a while. But it was really good. It helped me, like, work through some times. What am I trying to say here?
Overall, it was a really good experience. Like, you're glad that was a moment in your year?
Oh, totally. And I would suggest therapy to anybody. And maybe, like, too much. Like, when people tell me about their problems now, I'm like, you should probably talk to a therapist. Not say, because, like, people have such a negative, like, not so much anymore, but people definitely did have, like, negative things around therapy. And, like, if you went and saw a therapist, you were definitely, like, you know, what is the right terminology here?
Like, people would think that you really needed it to a bad extent. Like,
mentally unstable, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, man. You can just be, like, trying to work through a problem and not want to unload it on your friends. And also, therapists know, like, really good techniques to help you work through some things, so.
Totally. I'd love to talk about that more in another episode, about how you find a therapist and what it's actually like. Because I've never really been, so that'd be interesting to hear.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't even think I found the right therapist for me. Like, she helped me, and she was, like, nice, but we didn't, like, bro out, you know what I mean? And I think I need somebody that can, like, bro out with me. So she was a little bit more, like, I want to say, like, clinical, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which was, like, good, and it helped me with, like, one of my, like, issues, but other things, I'm like, man, I just want to, like, chat, like, girl chat, and I feel like she maybe wasn't the strongest at that. So that's why I kind of stopped seeing her.
But do you think you'll take that into the new year and then and continue that?
Yeah, it's, like, one of those things that you just need to find time for.
Mm-hmm, totally.
There's so many things I want to do.
I guess speaking about doing things for ourselves, one thing I did this year that I'm really happy I did was I started going to see an acupuncturist for my shoulder. And it's a big deal because it's been a problem for almost, like, 2 years now, I feel like, which is crazy. When I talk to myself internally, I'm like, why did you not do this earlier? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a problem you've been having for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's easy when it's, like, a day-to-day thing and you kind of just put it off and you think, okay, maybe later when I have the time, when I have the money. But then once those days of those thoughts add up and it's suddenly been a year that you've had pain and not dealt with it, it seems a little wild. So this was the first year that I actually said, okay, I'm going to do something about this. And I'm really glad that I did because I have been seeing amazing results from it. And it's totally helped me. So, I mean, if you guys have been putting off anything that you know is good for you, but you just don't for whatever reason, definitely do it. This is your push from me to you.
Yeah. What was the one thing that made you want to go to see an acupuncturist?
Acupuncturist. Actually, it was the Outward Bound trip that we took in Algonquin because there was a couple people up there that had experience with it. And one of the girls actually was an acupuncturist from out west. And I was talking to a bunch of people about it, and they said, you really need to go. Like, it will totally help you. And I think it's because in my personal life, I didn't know too many people that had gone. So I didn't actually know if it worked or not. It's one of those things that it's like, you never really know. It helps some people, and some people think it's like a joke kind of, and it doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. So speaking to a bunch of people that said it really does work and you should go, really pushed me over and was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And being on that trip too, I think really, really aggravated my pain too.
Oh yeah, that was a really intense trip.
Yeah, to a new level where it's like, I cannot keep doing this to myself. I need to get better for myself. So it was all those things in one that made me come to the realization that I need to just do it and see what happens.
Wow. Thank you, Outward Bound Canada. If you guys, I mean, you already described it, but yeah, it's like a camp trip essentially kind of, but mm-hmm. Really fun, really fun.
Yeah, they take some schools, or you can sign up through a company and go as a group. There's a bunch of different ways you can go.
I know. Now I want to go on a trip with all my friends, too. Because mm-hmm. we met strangers, like, we knew each other, but, like, everybody else was a stranger when we went on that trip. Mm-hmm. But it'd be fun to do with friends, too.
Totally. that goes back to reappreciating Canada this year.
The year of Canada.
I think we'll get into talking about New Year's resolutions, then speaking that it's the new year, but maybe we'll have a quick break first.
Let's take a break. Hey guys, just wanted to do a quick reminder that you can actually check us out on a whole bunch of different social media platforms as well. As I'm sure you guys know, we are YouTubers, so we have a YouTube channel at The Sawyer Girls on YouTube, but we are also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at The Sawyer Girls if you want to know more about us. And on top of that, if you want to know more about your hosts here, Becky and Kelsey, you can check us out on Instagram. We have personal accounts as well at Kelsey Marillas and at Becky Lynn. I would love it if you gave those a follow too. Plus, it would just be awesome because then you could see some of the posts and topics that we talk about in photo form.
Okay, welcome back. So now that it is pretty much almost the new year, it's time to start thinking about New Year's resolutions.
I wonder if people are listening to this on New Year's Eve. Well, I guess because it's going out in the morning-ish.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, or, you know, if this is hungover New year, new year, new you. Welcome to 2019.
Welcome, everybody. Now is the time, as you lie in bed, to start thinking about what you're going to do this year.
No pressure.
No pressure. But I guess speaking about the whole idea of New Year's resolutions, what do you think about them? Do you think they're good or...
Okay, I was thinking about this. And I think I came to the resolution that... I mean, we've already said this too before because we used to, on our channel, be like, these are our resolutions for the upcoming year. Mm-hmm. But we either changed it to or have always said they're like goals,
right?
Not resolutions. But also that might just be like a cop-out, like we're just changing the word for the fun of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like does it actually mean anything different when you say that?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just because like resolutions can have a negative association when goals are like, oh, goals are good. I think I realized that, so I remember at the beginning of 2018, I went to this little like session with my friend Carly and we like wrote down your health goals and your, all these different types of goals. And it was just like a nice little like girl chat thing that we did at the beginning of the year. And then I was thinking about some of the goals that I wrote down, and, like, some of them were, like, basic, just, like, eat healthy and stuff, but I already do that anyways. It's just kind of, like, reminding myself that I want to keep doing that. But I remember I wrote down, like, ooh, it would be fun to do, like, a 5K run. Mm-hmm. And I think even when I wrote that down, I was just, like, I think that'd be fun, but I wasn't, like, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's this weird line where it's, like, do you actually want this?
Yes.
And are you just thinking of this goal because it's a new year as per this calendar, this made-up calendar that we don't know who made this up, this made-up calendar and this made-up thing that you have to have a new goal. And then somebody's like, what's your resolution? And you're like, I want to lose weight. I want to, like, work out more. Or I want to drink more water, whatever it is. Like, do you deep down really, really want to do it? Because I think if deep down you do want to make this change, then you will. And I think that it comes down to like manifesting for me. So it's like, I really like, I think running a 5K would be cool. And like, maybe if the right opportunities came up and somebody was like, you want to train with me? Let's do this. And I'm like, yeah, I got time. Let's do this. Then it would have happened. But I think deep down, I just didn't really need to do it. So that's why it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But other things like continuing to like work out and be healthy, that did happen because that's something like I was like genuinely really wanted and was making sure it happened.
Totally.
Is that a thought? Is that a cohesive thought?
I think that's a good thought. My thoughts about resolutions come back to what we were discussing at the beginning is that I love the idea of resolutions and having a positive mindset to make a change in your life. I think that's amazing. I think assigning it to one day out of 365 is a bit much, to be honest. I think that if you want to make something or a change in your life, that you could literally do it whenever. But if you are the kind of person that needs like a push or a day, then, and you end up doing it on New Year's, then that's great. Any change you make is awesome. But I don't think it needs to be, oh my God, I missed my January 1st deadline. I gotta wait until next year to make a change. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so there's a couple things that come on with resolutions. It's kind of like, why are you making these, like, goals or these changes? And then, yeah, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like, I didn't go to the gym this week, so it's like, I guess I'm out. Mm-hmm. I broke it, right? Mm-hmm. And also, like, life isn't made to be so strict like that.
Totally.
Like, you can have a bad day. You can be sick. You can be, like, sad. You can be happy, so you want to go out and do something with your friends instead of working on your resolution. And, like, that is okay. Guess what? You're going to be happier than if you, like, stick to this resolution that you made up for yourself.
Totally. That actually leads into a really cool study that we were talking about earlier about the kinds of people that make resolutions and the kinds of people that end up sticking to them. Mm-hmm. This is a study that was done at Scranton University in Pennsylvania, and they studied 200 people over a two-year period about their resolutions. So this study is fairly positive in the first couple months people stick to their resolutions, but after 2 years, only 19% of people said that they actually stuck to their resolutions they made 2 years prior. Which, I mean, I kind of believe. I feel like it's really hard to stick to resolutions.
I know. I was just thinking about what resolutions we made a couple years ago.
I know. And have we done them yet? But the really cool thing, talking about making mistakes and still sticking on track, is that the study found that 71% of the people who actually did their goals said they messed up in the first month more than once. So all the people that made it through the 2 years of completing their resolutions did mess up. But the difference is they ended up carrying on and picking themselves back up instead of quitting. So that's really cool.
They pick themselves back up, like, continuing what? Working out, going to the gym?
Yeah, like, let's say, for example, they were like, I want to do a 5K, so I'm going to run 3 days a week for a whole month, and I'm going to get to my 5K. And say they missed one of the runs or a couple of the runs. So they're like, so the quitters might say, I'm not making these runs. I can't do it. I give up. Mm-hmm. But the successful people said, maybe I didn't make my runs this week, but next week I'm going to get back on it and do my 3 a week. And then by the end of that time, they ended up completing their 5K, which is so cool.
Yeah. Okay. I hear that.
So just because maybe you messed up in your resolutions doesn't mean that it's game over, because most successful people in resolutions do mess up.
I'm with you. I think the only thing holding me back is I just hate the word resolution.
Goals, we'll go with.
Okay, goals, yeah. I like the word goals. And I think it's just, for everybody, it comes down to, like, why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to believe you if you really want to do it, you know? So, and yourself is only going to believe you, too.
That is true.
That's, like one of my pet peeves is when somebody keeps saying that they're going to do something and they never do it.
Yeah, totally. I found for myself, like, something that really makes a difference in whether I'm going to do something or not is making an actionable plan for it. Mm-hmm. So let's say we're talking about New Year's goals, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Like, people that say, I want to eat more healthy, or I want to travel more. Like, that's so vague.
Okay, yeah, see?
There's no way you'll ever do it.
And this is, like, when we hate when people say, oh, I want to start a YouTube channel.
And then we ask them, oh, what about? And they have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea. It's like, not that you can't say that. Like, you're free to speak your mind. But it's just, like, it just seems kind of, like, fake and that you haven't really thought it through. So I try not to say stuff that I'm looking forward to or, like, excited about unless I'm, like, yeah, I got a plan.
Exactly.
And then when I say it out loud, it's, like, you got to hold me accountable for that.
Exactly. So let's say I say, instead of saying, I want to travel more, it's, like, no, I know that this year I have 2 weeks in June and I'm planning to spend those weeks going to, I don't know, let's say Thailand. That's a plan. That's an actionable plan that you can follow through with, mm-hmm. instead of just, I'm going to travel more because, I don't know, for me personally, that would never work.
Exactly.
Or saying, I want to be more healthy. It's like, no, for this next month, I'm not going to go out to eat anymore. I'm going to cook at home only. And that's, like, an actual doable plan that is possible.
Okay, so this is another point, is making sure your goals are, like, sustainable too. Right? Because, mm-hmm. like, if you can't eat in every single night of the week, then it's, like, that shouldn't be part of your plan because you're going to fail.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Don't set unrealistic goals for yourself.
Exactly. Resolutions.
resolutions. Don't make unrealistic resolutions, guys. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be honest with yourself, too, when you are making these plans. You can't go from somebody that maybe doesn't work out at all to saying, I'm going to go to the gym every single day. Like, are you being honest? Are you really going to do that?
Yeah, it's going to be so much more rewarding if you can, like, cross off or, like, say you've achieved that goal, even if the goal's a little bit, like, under where you want to be, because guess what? There's always next year, even mm-hmm. though we're not abiding by the 365-day a year calendar. You're going to, like, send me calendar invites, and I'm going to be like,
what date is that? I don't know it.
You mean this is Kelsey Day number 55?
January 5th? I don't know her.
And we're about to get to some Instagram questions. I asked our Instagram fam, did I say goals or resolutions? I don't know.
Oh.
But I asked them, what are some... Oh, I called them goals.
Nice.
Actually, I think I said goals because resolutions would be too long and it would, like, mess up the lines, you know? But we'll get to some of those that our audience, our listeners are thinking about this year, because I actually learned a lot. I remember one year you were like, I want to read more books this year. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my God. Yeah, I want that. But again, it has to be, like, deep inside me. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is a good thought, but I'm not going to, like, add it to my list because it's not my goal.
We can share goals. It's all good.
Okay, we can share goals. But I think another way to meet your goals and fulfill your resolutions is to tag a friend along.
Yes, definitely.
So it's like if me and my friends were talking about this, it's like if you want to read more books, then maybe we read the same book together. Mm-hmm. Or I'm like, yo, I finished my book for this month. Like, where are you at? And you're like, oh, shoot. Or I'm like, yo, I'm going to the gym tonight. Do you want to come? Or like, are you going to go to the gym tonight? And you're like, nah.
Yeah, a resolution, a goals buddy is goals, truly.
It's all we need in life.
Yeah.
Goals buddy. So buddy up, guys, if you.
Yeah, or even just having someone to check in on you who maybe isn't doing the same thing, yeah. But it's just there to keep you accountable.
That's true. Like Claire in the water.
Yes. We have Claire in the office who yells at us if we aren't drinking enough water, and I love her for it.
I need more of that, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what you guys have in mind for your goals of 2019. So on Instagram at the Sorry Girls, some of the responses I got include writing more about their thoughts in the morning and the night.
Wait, what did you ask? Did you ask what their New Year's resolutions were?
I asked what their, tell us your 2019 goals.
Okay.
So one response is to write more, get their thoughts out and have a clear mind. And my friend told me about 5-minute journal. Have you heard of it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I go back and forth between like journaling and even what I think about journaling. It's one of those things where I'm like, if you feel like you have to do it, then it's just like, maybe that's not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But it can definitely have a positive effect. And the 5-minute journal, which is like a book you can buy, but you can also easily DIY that because it's just like it's literally the same page over and over again. And it's just kind of like what you're thinking about tonight. I don't even know what all the questions are. But
essentially, it's just getting thoughts out for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then like that's easy to commit 5 minutes a day. And you can talk about what you're excited for tomorrow and what you're grateful for. Just like nice reminders. Ooh, I love this one. Get stronger.
I like that too. I like the whole workout vibe, phrasing it that way, as being a stronger person instead of, you know, any of the other words we could say to describe.
And it could be one of those things where it's like, oh, is it the same thing, but you're just using resolution instead of goals, you're using like lose weight, you're using get stronger. But I actually, since I've started telling myself like, oh, I want to get strong, or like I'm not feeling strong, I'm not feeling as like healthy or as energized, I think that really has changed my mentality versus like looking at the mirror and being like, oh, these are parts that I want to see slimmer. I like look in the mirror and I'm like, no, I want to be stronger. I really do think there's a difference.
Yeah, and it literally can be as simple as measuring muscle gain versus, you know, fat loss or whatever we want to call it. It is two different things.
Yeah, or like a feeling too.
Yes.
I don't really measure much of anything, but well, I measure how much better I am in my fitness classes. like before, I remember like not being able to keep up, and now I'm like at the front of the class and I'm like, I got this. The same person is sending us a lot, but she said become a hippie.
Okay, live, work, I'm coming to join your hippie colony.
Hey, this is one we all need. Stop talking shit about myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are putting self-care first right here.
I love that.
Making self-care a priority. DIY more. Finish my room makeover.
Hell yeah.
Here for more DIYs. What do we think about this one? Get a boyfriend.
I mean, nobody should be getting a boyfriend because they like the idea of having a boyfriend. You should be in a relationship because you want to be and you genuinely like this person. That's my kind of top line thought on it.
Top thoughts. Yeah, I can see why people would want to like have a close relationship, but that's like kind of planning out your wedding before you meet the guy.
I think if you could just rephrase it to be, I'm open to love this year in however it comes to me, and if it feels like the right person, then I'm going to pursue that. Manifest your love.
Ooh, love this. Zero waste.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very hard, but I like the mindset of going towards that direction as a goal.
Exactly. It's, yeah, we don't have to, doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm going to do all or nothing. Mm-hmm. It can be like baby steps.
Totally.
Which we totally advocate for because we're not zero waste and very few people are. Mm-hmm. But if a lot of us were a little bit more conscious, then we'd be in a lot better place. Our planet would be in a lot better place. We have a couple of business-oriented ones. Being able to support myself financially, being able to grow my small business, and to start a business.
I love all that. That's awesome. You guys are making some seriously good resolutions that I'm so here for. I support them all.
I know. Exercise and, like, what's another basic one? It's pretty much just exercise, right? Yeah. Exercise and eat more healthy is, like, that's, like, everybody's, like, constant resolution.
Mm-hmm, totally. I don't know if this is reading into any of them, but or if this is going to come across as like, I don't know, self-righteous or anything, but I would love to think that we somehow made an impact on these resolutions too, like people wanting to start a business or wanting to DIY more. Like, I love the thought that maybe we were somehow role models in people's years and showing them that they can do these things that inspires them to go and try and do them in the new year. Like, that's such a cool thought.
I mean, I think that you learn things from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I learn things from you. I'll learn things from my friend. I'll learn things from, yeah, people I see online. And it just shows you new ways that you can think about things and look at life.
Totally. So I think talking about our personal resolutions, then something I would love to keep doing this year or do more of is continuing to inspire people and making content that is valuable and has a message behind it. Yeah. And does really cool things for empowering people to make more and do more with their lives. I think that's really cool.
But also don't come for us if we release a Tiny Hands video tomorrow.
Yes. I mean, there needs to be a scale of content online and the way people live their lives. Some stuff's more for fun and some is a little more serious, but I think everything, you know, has its time and place, as it should.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking about personal resolutions, do you have any personal resolutions you want to take into this new year?
I don't know what resolutions are.
Right, okay, we've decided Kelsey's not pro-reso, but any, like, good vibes or thoughts you want to just add to your life this new not year?
I'm sorry, I make things so difficult. I totally do subscribe to the calendar.
Oh my god.
But... I'm just, like, challenging it, okay? I can challenge it, but also still stay in the boat. This year, well, I honestly just want to keep doing a lot of what I'm doing. I want to, like, keep hanging out with my friends, keep making really fun plans, keep doing things on my own, like, going for, like, bike rides solo. I think that's, like, so fun. Keep traveling and exploring. There's nothing that I'm really, like, I haven't done it yet that I want to do more. Okay, maybe read. Yeah. But I'm also just saying that because, like, I feel like I've heard that around. But it is a good thought. Also, I kind of want a cat.
Aww.
But I need a bigger apartment first because I'm not sharing a litter box with a cat in a tiny apartment.
I feel like you could do it. I feel like you could have a cat in that space.
Maybe we need, like, a DIY, like, super smell-free litter box. Does it exist?
Put it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do with the compost.
Your cat just needs to be chilly for a couple secs to do its business.
Oh, my God, that would actually be so funny. Just put it outside because, like, Canada is a freezer.
Totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any goals, things you're working on this year?
two thoughts I had, and it's interesting because these are totally opposing goals.
Wait, what?
I know. It was wild. So one of them is I'd love to post on Instagram more. And
okay. I can see where the second point's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And not because, like, I think there's anything about gaining followers or any of that stuff, but it's something that I genuinely love. Like, I like photography, and it's kind of what led me into the film world and all that, is that I really love taking pictures and capturing moments and editing photos. Like, that's something that really brings me a lot of joy. But I find myself not posting stuff because, I don't know, I get worried about feedback or what people might think, or people think, or I don't have a witty enough caption.
Oh, my God, the caption. I get stopped so many times at the caption.
It's so ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Silly things like that are holding me back from something I know that it makes me really happy to do. So I'd love to just do that more and more freely do it.
Can you do that with, like, you don't have to do it on Instagram, too.
This is true.
But also, it helps you just overall if it's on Instagram.
And I like sharing things with people and, like, showing people cool things that I'm doing or cool photos that I've taken. Like, I like to be able to share that. The whole community aspect of Instagram is really fun. But there's also a level of when you get to be where we are on Instagram that sometimes feedback isn't always great and it's stressy and all this negative stuff that it shouldn't be, but it's there.
Unnecessary.
And I'm being honest about it, that it's there and it holds me back sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'd like to not worry about that so much. But the second thing is I would love to be on my phone a lot less this year.
Yeah, when we did that trip, the camp trip, it's like you just realize, like, I didn't miss my phone at all.
No, and I loved the break. Like, it was so good, and it gave me a lot of mental clarity. So I think it comes down to maybe, like, the aimlessness of being on your phone, like, scrolling and not really taking in anything, or just wasting time on my phone when I'm literally sitting in a room with people that I should be present with.
Yeah.
I think that's something I really need to get away from, so that's kind of on my list as well. And I know kind of they go together, but they don't. So it's something I'm going to have to figure out. But both of those things were kind of thoughts I've been having.
Yeah. Well, I think you can frame one, like you just said, like one's a hobby and the other one's like a bad habit.
Yeah. I think it comes down to being like, just have the word.
Present.
Being intentional with the time you spend on your phone. So if you're on it, make sure you're doing something useful and productive and not just kind of wasting time away or avoiding the situation you're currently in real life.
That's true. But also watch our YouTube videos, listen to our podcast.
But that comes down to being intentional with your phone use, I think.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people on YouTube that I watch just to have background noise, and there are some people that I watch because I think I learned something and I find their content really interesting and enjoyable, and maybe that's where the separation lies. I don't know.
It's a tough stream to navigate.
It is very tough. If you have any thoughts about it, please tweet me or message me.
I think we should do a whole episode on, like, Instagram.
Yes.
But I need to rally my thoughts because I've had so many thoughts. A lot of my thoughts contradict, too.
Well, yeah, me too. So I think maybe it's useful to just get the different thoughts out there.
Yeah.
And then hear your feedback.
That's true. You can use hashtag ALAAL podcast.
Yeah, and let us know what your, we're not calling them resolutions, what your plans are coming into the new year.
Yeah, what are you up to in 2019?
What's future you doing next year? Let me know.
All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Happy New Year, either tomorrow or today, if you are listening in 2019, aka the future.
And I hope you had or are going to have an awesome New Year's Eve as well. Stay safe, everybody.
All right, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.